Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Brethren, since we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is bound to offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as for those of the people. And one does not take the honor upon himself, but he is called by God just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee. As he says also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 34 through 38, and chapter 9, verse 1. The Lord said, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the Gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. On this day, the 11th of March, we commemorate Sophronios, Patriarch of Jerusalem. This saint was born in Damascus. As a young man, he became a monk at the monastery of St. Theodosius, the Cenobiarch, in Palestine, where he met John Moschus and became his close friend. Having a common desire to search out ascetics from whom they could receive further spiritual instruction, they journeyed together through Palestine, Syria, Asia Minor, and Egypt, where they met the Patriarch of Alexandria, St. John the Almsgiver, with whom they remained until 614 when Persians captured Jerusalem. St. Sophronios and John Moschus departed Alexandria for Rome, where they remained until 619, the year of John Moschus's death. St. Sophronios returned to the monastery of St. Theodosius the Cenobiarch, and there buried the body of his friend. He labored much in defense of the Holy Fourth Council of Chalcedon, and traveled to Constantinople to remonstrate with the Patriarch Sergios and the Emperor Heraclius for changing the Orthodox faith with their Monothelite teachings. After the death of Patriarch Modestus in December of 634, Sophronios was elected Patriarch of Jerusalem. Although no longer in the hands of the Persians, the Holy Land was now besieged by the armies of the newly appeared religion of Muhammad, which had already taken Bethlehem. In the saint's sermon for the Nativity of Our Lord in 634, he laments that he could not celebrate the feast in Bethlehem. In 637, for the sins of the people, to the uttermost grief of St. Sophronios, the Caliph Omar captured Jerusalem. Having tended the flock of his master for 3 years and 3 months, St. Sophronios departed in peace unto him whom he loved on March 11th, 638. Kyle. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.